Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coming up at 6 p.m., Brad Underwood, the head coach at the University of Illinois, joins us to talk about Will Riley, the second of the Wizards' two first-round picks. But Anthony, it is time for the thing that we do at 5:30 on Thursdays, where we put on our virtual hazmat suits. And we don't flex. I was putting on a hazmat suit. Anthony was like, "Huh," just because you've been doing a lot of bicep curls because you don't do leg day. You only just lift upper body.
Hey, I do legs.
No, you don't.
Not often.
No, you don't. You skip leg day.
Occasionally.
Regularly.
Hey, look, I'm gonna go to the gym when I'm in Paris, and I'm gonna be doing legs, and I'm gonna send you a video.
Okay, great. And then when you get back, are you gonna do it again, or are you gonna wait another month?
No, I'm gonna do it again.
Okay. What have I programmed? You had a crazy leg. Anyway, we don't need to get sidetracked by Anthony's lack of leg days. The point is, it's time for Never Read the Comments.
We tried to warn them. They didn't listen.
Yeah.
Every week, the Hoffman Show goes into the belly of the beast.
We read those comments, baby.
Never read the comments.
All right, this here radio show that is live for 3 hours a day, when I remember to hit go on it, is chopped up into pieces and put on YouTube. We've been a little lighter on some of the on-demand content because of the nature of news lately. It's like, hey, are we going to put chop up our NBA draft preview and post it the next day? No, because the draft happened. But we still have plenty of things, especially on some of our rankings that we're doing for Take Command. And that is where a lot of the comments come this week, Anthony. So on top of our hazmat suit, or maybe under our hazmat suit, you got your Commander's Analyst hat on?
Yes, sir.
All right, excellent. So we did offensive and defensive rankings on Take Command. Last week, offensive rankings. This week, defensive rankings. That podcast out now. We'll play a little bit for you tomorrow here on the radio if you're not also a Take Command listener. But, and we'll play it for you if you're a Take Command listener too. You're just going to listen double. The point is, on the defensive rankings, Anthony, we actually had the Giants' defense ranked very well. Their defensive line we had is the best in the division. Over the Eagles, over the Commanders, who actually came in last, over the Cowboys. I might have pushed Logan to put the Commanders third, and the Cowboys wound up being last. But no, we wound up with the Cowboys third because of Micah Parsons' existence. So, sorry, that is what it is, even if I like the depth of the Commanders better. Their linebackers ranked out very, very well. And their secondary, actually, with the work they did adding Paulson Adebo and Javon Holland in the offseason, I think we actually had them first or second in our rankings, which feels crazy, but like, go look at the holes and the question marks in the other secondaries in the NFC East, including the Eagles. And so Aid Smith, RB7CE, says, "I'm not afraid of the Giants D, nor am I afraid of the other two because of JD5, our O-line, and the coaching." And I think that actually is an important point, right? Is when we do these rankings, we're ranking what's in front of us. Like, we're ranking the Giants' D-line. We're ranking, you know, the Eagles' secondary. What we're not really ranking is, like, we're ranking it relative to the other teams. We're not ranking it relative to the context of the environment in which it exists. The Giants' D-line might be really good, but their offense is so bad that the numbers at the end of the year, I don't think, are going to look great for the Giants. Like, they're terrifying from a pass rush standpoint, right? They've got Abdul Carter. If Kayvon Thibodeau can just be a pass rusher, can he finally pop a little bit more? Obviously, Brian Burns is very, very good. Their interior guys are excellent, and Dexter Lawrence is as good as any player in the division, including Micah Parsons, including Jalen Carter. Like, Lawrence is sick at what he does. But if they can never score, teams might be able to get a couple things on their secondary, because even though their secondary relatively is good, there's a ton of questions throughout the entire division. I don't know that it is good. It's just better than the other ones, and it has its own questions. And so if teams can just hit quick, easy passes, take the D-line kind of out of the game, get up a couple scores, then run the football and not care if they get 3 yards a carry, then, like, it's their pass rush never becomes a factor. And so that's the thing that I think is worth pointing out, is just because, say, the Giants have pretty good rankings on our little graphic that we make to accompany these episodes, doesn't mean that the Giants defense, nevertheless, the Giants as a football team, are actually scary if you're the Commanders, because we're not putting any weight behind this. The Commanders, their offensive rankings aren't great in our rankings, outside of the fact that they have the best quarterback, and that's way more important than the other stuff. And I think that is kind of the unsaid part about this that I now have said here and never read the comments.
Yeah, I mean, I get, you know, the coaching stuff does matter, but also I'm just under the impression, you know, players go out there and play. And I think from face value, when you look at, you know, what they do have on that defensive line, and then adding Abdul Carter to it, I think it makes the D, to me, I think the D-line is the scariest in the NFL. They have a dominant front. And then when you talk about the free agent acquisitions as well, you can talk about that too. But I think the front four is what matters the most when I look at the Giants defensive line. I mean, defense. And it's the
most really
intimidating in the division. So I have no problem with it, to be honest.
Yeah, they're really good, but that doesn't mean the Giants are going to be really good, and we're allowed to have both of those things be true. On the offensive side of the ball, we were talking about Jaden Daniels, who we did rank as the top quarterback in the division, but KZH7475 didn't want to stop there. He goes, yeah, you guys listen to the national pundits who really can't bring themselves to really believe in this team. Jaden is not the fifth best quarterback in the NFL, which is what we said, behind the universally, except for this guy, accepted Big Four. He is no less than third best. Other than JD, only Mahomes and Allen have won big with very little around them. Didn't Joe Burrow go to a Super Bowl? He's actually been farther than Allen and Jackson. So it would seem like he's earned some stuff. Lamar has been probably the best player in football the last 2 years. He won the MVP 2 years ago. Allen gets it this past year. But Lamar was significantly better in 24 than he was in 23. Just that Allen was just as good in 24. Which, again, I would have actually voted Allen the MVP in 23 and Lamar in 24. The other voter, or the actual voters, got that backwards, in my opinion. But point is, like, Jaden was great last year. No one is saying he was bad. No one is saying that he doesn't have the potential to keep going. But, like, the other guys have done it at such a high level for so long, and the difference statistically is there in terms of efficiency as well. When you watch the games, there's just a higher level of processing. And I think Jaden can, and if I had to bet, will get there. But it's okay to not be in a rush. And it's okay to acknowledge the greatness of other players. And I don't get how you watch Lamar Jackson last year, how you watch Joe Burrow last year, who from a pure, like, spectacularness standpoint were probably even better than Allen and certainly better than Mahomes, but Mahomes has the rings, and say that Daniels was better than that. I mean, he was awesome, but he wasn't better than those guys, even with what the support that they had of Lamar having Derrick Henry, obviously Burrow having Chase and Higgins.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go as far as to say Jaden was better than a two-time MVP and then also a guy that's led his team to the Super Bowl. Again, like, I think guys just got to, you know, take a step back, relax, take in this season, see how it goes. Again, like, this guy, Jaden, like, he did burst into the scene. But at the same token, you know, not teams don't have a ton of film on them. They got years and years on Burrow and Lamar, and they've done it also at a high level for years. So just let Jaden, his performance, like, let it unfold and let it reflect, and then let him be the one that go out there and, you know, show that, you know, he's probably better than those other quarterbacks. But if he goes out there and wins an MVP, if he goes out there and wins a Super Bowl, all right, we can make the argument, but don't discredit those other guys.
And if he's doing the stuff that they do, if he's, you know, throwing more consistently over the middle of the field for big chunk yardage, if he is doing less of his work scrambling, or he does just as much and, like, he proves it wasn't kind of fluky, and but he also situationally it's better deployed. Like, there's just, I know it's hard to say, like, oh, he can be better than he was last year, because from a results standpoint, it's hard to believe. But, like, he actually can get better. And that's the difference between him as the fifth best quarterback in the league and him as the second best quarterback in the league. It's a fine, fine margin. But, like, when you're talking about greatness, greatness happens in slivers. Greatness happens in small margins when you're trying to separate great from greater, if you will.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We had a mailbag question on Take Command as well that got a few responses. It's never read the comments here on the Hoffman Show. The mailbag question, Anthony, was about tempo and whether we should be worried that, like many of the other newfangled offenses that have happened in the NFL, whether it be RG3 in 2012 with the zone read or some of the other things that teams have done that were seen as innovative, the Dolphins and the Wildcat, etc. Are teams going to catch on to that in year two with Daniels, and what can Jaden and Cliff do about it to avoid a second year slump? And one of the things that Logan talked about in the answer was they're able to access a ton of their offense. Like, the problem with hurry up often is it's like 5% of your playbook is accessible. You have a couple of hand signals, you have a couple of quick calls, but you're very limited in what you can run. Because Cliff has seemingly, and from what we know about their offensive verbiage, made things very easy to call. Often things are 1, 2, 3, 4 words to, and everyone knows exactly what they're supposed to do. The entire playbook almost is open. And so Jeffrey Meehan, 3116, says, incredibly brief verbiage that enables an up-tempo offense is actually a cornerstone of the Earhart Perkins system that Cliff would have learned in New England and the air raid school where the entire playbook is simplified. So we're getting a history lesson here, Anthony. Gotta love that in the comments. The West Coast system and its adherents, like the people on the Shanahan coaching tree, love the long verbiage. Bill Walsh believed in planning out literally everything. That's one reason why John Gruden never developed a young QB. He insisted on the full recitation. And there's a lot of truth to that. There is a famous clip of Chris Sims, the now PFT host and NBC contributor who was, I think, a rookie. I hope if it's Chris, if this is not you, I apologize, but I'm pretty sure it was Chris Sims. When they were in Tampa and Chris was trying to make it in the league, of him not being able to get this super long play right, and John Gruden's just crushing him. Just like you would thought Chris Sims is the dumbest person on the planet. And it's like, no, this is like a really long, complex play call, and it's F, shift, right, blah, 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 can, blah, 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 check, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, bro, you just called three paragraph long plays and you wanted this guy that's been here a week to get it right? But like, that's the position in the West Coast offense. Versus, I remember reading a feature about some of the Brady teams that went into more up-tempo at times and how it would literally just be like, blue. And Brady would say blue and everyone knew what to do. And I don't know exactly how simple the verbiage is. That's something that I haven't asked around enough about of like, hey, can you give me a play call? And I don't know if they would. It used to be a pet project of mine. I used to love tracking like verbiage in plays, calls, and did some stories on it when I was on the beat and the whole deal. But it is very, very clear there is a very simple language system that allows this team to get to a ton of stuff. And if you have all the possible answers available at speed, that's, and a quarterback, by the way, who can make the decisions correctly once the ball has been snapped, that is definitely stuff for an offense, and especially one that is designed to put defenses at a disadvantage with the tempo, but also like formations. Like, it's layered in terms of its complexity. But some of the things that Kliff does with his wide receiver splits and the where he places a guy like Zach Ertz, like, it gives jaded information and makes things really, really easy once the ball is snapped. And so I do think that there's going to be staying power in year two for this tempo.
Yeah, I mean, I love the up-tempo offense. I mean, it worked for us. It seemed like, you know, something Jaden was comfortable with doing. And I think the offense itself loves it as well, so I expect more of it, to be honest.
I do too. And they're also really smart about how they use it. They don't rush to it. And they also will use no huddle without going fast. And I think that's another delineation that's important, right? Like, sometimes they just get a group of defenders on the field that they want to go against. And it's like, okay, we're going to go no huddle and we're not going to sub, but we're not actually going to go fast. So it's like, everybody get to the huddle. Oh no, defense, we can't sub. We don't have time. And they're not going to stop the game for us to sub because they didn't sub. And then Kliff is just staring at the defense. Like, okay, you got one too many linebackers on the field because I got this personnel grouping. Let's get Austin here. Let's get Zach here. Let's get Terry lined up in this mismatch, whatever it is, and let's cook. And, like, being able to do that, you know, the old be quick but don't hurry, John Wooden basketball mantra actually kind of works as a way for the Commanders offensively as well. Terry McLaurin, another topic of conversation this week in the comments, thanks to the Take Command mailbag. We got a question, Anthony, did Logan and I, about would Terry be seen differently if he was a first-round pick versus a third-round pick? And we're talking about how he's talked about around the league and the contractual obligations. Drew some interesting feedback. One, we got this from DC Jamming. I love Terry, but if you take the name out of it, $30 million a year for a 30-year-old wide receiver is insane. Even though we have the cap room now, that will surely come back to bite us. I just don't agree with that. Like, people are people. They're all individuals. And there are certainly some guiding principles. I'm not saying you should just ignore and, like, hey, flashing red light, don't stop. Like, no, that's a stop sign. I mean, you should go, let's stop. Let's survey the scene. Okay, there's no cars here. Keep on going. And that's kind of how I treat this. It's like, yes, Terry is 30 years old. He came into the league a little older with a little less mileage on him because of his snap count being lower and the role he played at Ohio State. And there is literally no signs of him slowing down. There are zero signs. Maybe the fastest he's ever looked in the NFL was last year. We've been waiting for years. Like, one of the highlights I remember of him at Ohio State when he came out that I remember watching was like him catching a slant and taking it like 80 yards to the house. And I was like, who's this kid that the Commanders just drafted? Holy crap, this is going to be fun. And then I don't think he ever had a touchdown like that until this past year. We're in back-to-back games in the playoffs. The last two games of the season, he took a screen pass 50 yards against the Lions. And then people forget this because it feels like they lost 55-0, but it wasn't actually 55-0. In the Eagles game, he caught a slant on Darius Slay, ran away from him and everybody else and took it to the house. Like, yes, is he 30? Or will he be 30, I think, in September? Yes. But has he shown any signs of decline? Not a single one. And at that point, you just have to go, all right, we're guaranteeing money for 2 years. I'm good with that. That's how I see it. I'm sure the Commanders are trying to make some kind of different argument, at least from a guarantees or a money standpoint. But like, to me, for Terry, the age thing, not that I'm looking to give him a 7-year deal, but like more or less the age doesn't matter.
No, I'm in full agreement with you. There are no signs of him slowing down. So I don't see why we wouldn't, you know, give him what he's asking for kind of thing. And if we don't, I'm pretty sure there's going to be another team that is out there that will be willing to, you know, give him the money. So I'd rather not lose this guy. He's meant so much to the organization. And I think now that he finally has a quarterback, we're finally starting to see like what he ultimately could be.
Right. He's been the same guy the whole time. And last year, the big difference was the quarterback. But like, okay, is he not going to do that with a really great quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem like what's going to happen. All right. We also had this thought on Terry, which I thought was more correct in terms of what we think about his public, like the view of him in the public and maybe even amongst teams. Young Feet, spelled P-H-E-E-T, 7, says, I don't know if this has anything to do with draft position. Tyreek Hill was a fifth-round pick. The Commanders were just unwatchable as a franchise for most of his career. I do think winning affects the way we view players in every single sport. And this sounds silly, but in an unreasonable way. Like, we will overrate guys on winning teams and underrate guys on losing teams because it's like, well, how good could he really be? They're losing. Oh, that guy's obviously awesome. He was a part of a championship team. And I'm not saying Tyreek is overrated, and I think it's also worth pointing out that nobody ever doubted Tyreek Hill's talent. Tyreek Hill did an abominable thing in college. I believe he hit his pregnant girlfriend down a flight of stairs. And that's why he was a late round pick. And a lot of teams would not have touched him with a 10-foot pole. And the continuation of him and domestic violence related stories since he's been a pro, I think justifies that. But as a talent, certainly people look at him as a superstar. And I think part of the reason he gets away with reputationally with the absolute heinous things he's done or alleged to have done off the field is because he's awesome at football. And he's a different caliber of player purely as a player than Terry. I do think, though, that the stink of the burgundy and gold did hurt Terry in terms of, like, okay, yeah, he's a 1,000-yard receiver, but, like, someone has to catch passes in Washington. And then people were like, oh, actually, he's not just someone. He's catching those passes and doing the damage because he's Terry freaking McLaurin, and that means something different than what we thought. All right, you ready for some fun to end here at the expense of my good friend Tony Squares?
Yes, sir.
So we did on our my YouTube show that I do on Mondays with my guy Tony Squares, who's a content creator on the interwebs. We did our NFC power rankings, Tony's power rankings to be specific. And, you know, he had a good start, and then things got a little sideways when he, at number 5, put the Dallas Cowboys, and the Commanders were still on the board. He put the 49ers at 6 and then the Commanders at 7. And you ready for the reactions to that, Anthony?
Uh-oh.
Jay reacts. With 2 Z's. Never have him on again. Thanks. Spencer Calvert, 5851. Have consistently watched your collaboration videos. I feel like I understand your mutual and different analysis styles and can understand the usual deviation. This is a fever dream ranking and someone should call Tony.
Oh my gosh.
Next one. Nobody wants Dak. That's that dude. He lost all credibility when he put the Bucks at 3. I actually don't, like, would I have the Commanders higher than the Bucks? I think so. But, like, maybe not. The Bucks are going to be really good. That one, that's not where he lost me. Carlos Allen, 4616. Craig, your boy is a straight hater. Lee Rubenstein, 2446. Give me some of what he's smoking. And a couple more. Final Anthony, which is different than you, Anthony. Someone check this guy's water. And then Metaphor Ariel says, this guy's a Twitter grade analyst.
Man, they're going hard.
They are. And he kind of deserved it because it feels ridiculous. Then again, it's June, so what do we know? I do think one of the funniest comments that is like an internet comment that pops up a lot is they should make podcast equipment more expensive. One, I always tend to respond to that with, this is a radio show, which I did get to do on our women's sports page this week. Someone responded and her name was Karen. So I got to go, it's a radio show, Karen.
Oh my God.
What's your name? What do you want me to do? But like, can we think for 5 seconds about what that means? They should make podcast equipment more expensive. So you just want a bunch of rich a-holes who don't know anything about anything to do podcasts? No, they should make podcast equipment behind like a license. You have to have a license to podcast. You have to know something about something and not just be a lonely person who thinks people want to hear your voice, says the guy who's been talking into microphones for 15 years. I went to journalism school for this. What's your excuse, Anthony?
I went to journalism school for this.
There we go. We went to journalism school for this. For some of you, probably doesn't have a lot of faith in journalism institutions in America. But, you know, we can fight those battles another day. We get back. Brad Underwood, the head coach of the Fighting Illini of Illinois, which means last year he was the coach for Will Riley, brand new Wizards draftee. He joins us next on the Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.